This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so got plans for Memorial Day. We just found out from the three people here. A poll found most of us do. 75% of Americans plan to celebrate in one way or another. The top things we're planning to do. Now, if you guys are going to do these, give me the, yeah, baby.
Okay, but then after this article, you have to tell us what you're doing because I do feel like you got out of that.
I'm avoiding radio
okay,
and podcasting. That's what I'm doing.
That's good.
I don't know what we're doing.
Okay.
We'll be doing something.
Yeah.
Backyard barbecues is the top activity we got planned. 59% of people celebrating Memorial Day say they'll grill this weekend. Yeah?
No.
Yeah, baby.
No
yeah, we'll grill for sure.
No. I miss that, though. My dad used to, every...
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Every Memorial Day, we loved it, but we hated it because we loved the barbecue and this, that, and the other, but it was like we pulled all this stuff out of the house to set it up in the backyard, like big speakers on the porch and all the lawn furniture, and we had to clean up all the dog poop and whatnot, because he knew once the neighbors heard the music, they would start coming. And so, yeah, we had the whole neighborhood in the house. When you have 9 kids in a house, everybody had a friend in the neighborhood or few.
Yep.
So everybody wound up in our parents'
That's so fun.
Backyard.
What a great memory.
It's all true. I miss your mother, by the way. His mother was a big fan of mine. The only one I've ever had.
Yeah, well, she's gone, so now you have zero.
I know, now I got nobody. Unfortunately, it's true. Sad, but true. B, where are you when I need you? That's what I want to know. The top things on our shopping list the weekend are food, booze, non-alcoholic drinks, and party supplies. Well, you already said food and booze. What other party supplies would you need?
Yeah.
What else would there be?
It's not like they sell Memorial Day, like, hats and T-shirts
no,
or anything.
Not.
Yeah, it's not really a zingy name to have on a cool hat. Memorial Day hat.
No.
It just does not just
no.
sit well.
You're right. Beer is still the top choice for drinkers by far. 70% will buy beer. 43% will buy wine. 30% will buy hard seltzers. And 30% will buy hard liquor. Number 4, and the final one, here are a few more things we've been buying in the lead-up to Memorial Day. In the past month, sales of sunscreen are up 109%. Oh, and so instead of one, they sold 1.1? Who cares? Pool floats and pool noodles, 81%. New grills, 54%. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Rudy, you got to make the judgment call on this.
Sure.
Should I even click on the top 5 Memorial Day barbecue conversation starters as related comedy?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I was like, I don't know where you're going with this. Obviously, number 1 is going to be religion. Number 2, politics. But yeah, go for it. I mean, we're already here. Why not?
Exactly.
Do it. It's going to be so bad. It'll be good.
Top 5 Memorial Day barbecue conversation starters. If you're like 59% of Americans, you'll celebrate Memorial Day weekend with a barbecue. In other words, you'll spend it eating burgers in an awkward silence. Or maybe you won't, thanks to today's list of the top 5 Memorial Day barbecue conversation starters. And I always love it when they say the top 5 because there are about 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Why are we eating this garbage when Taco Bell brought back the Enchirito? I don't hear any gales of laughter. What scares you more, a U.S. default or Johnny Depp's teeth? What's wrong with Johnny Depp's teeth?
He was very into character when he did Jack Sparrow. He's decided he's not going to do much for his teeth.
What's wrong with his teeth, though? I've not noticed.
They're just...
gnarly?
Terrible, yeah.
What is it? The guy's a multimillionaire. Get your teeth fixed.
I know. Like, that point, you just go, the laziness.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Would you rather shoot Bud Light or burn Target clothing? God, really? You're going that whole distance, are you? Do you think the Illuminati killed Tina Turner? I don't even get that reference.
Yeah, what about the Illuminati? Yeah, Ike Turner's dead, so.
Ike's dead. Couldn't have been him.
Couldn't have been him.
Yep, you're right. When do you think AI will replace your job? Well, it already has, pretty much.
A lot of them, yeah.
A lot of them. What's your favorite Trump nickname for DeSantis? DeSanctimonious is pretty good, actually.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good. You know, I was talking to DeSanctimonious. Look, I wouldn't be making fun of people's names if my last name were Trump, okay?
I know.
It just... You know what? I got to go take a Trump.
Yeah, right?
I mean, seriously, you don't be picking on people's names when your name is Trump.
I know.
What a horrible name that is, don't you think?
I'm with you. I think that, yeah, that's a rough one.
How dumb does the Barbie movie look? I thought you could, didn't they say it looked pretty good, actually?
Looks amazing.
I think it looks good, but yeah.
I don't know. They just got to be smart asses about the whole thing.
It's like they thought, what's topical? And then they forgot to be funny. They just were like, here are five things people are talking about, and we're just going to throw it in weird ways.
Mm-hmm.
They only get worse. So I'm going to cut her off right there because you're getting lamer by the minute. One thing they do mention, though, were Netflix passwords. Have you been through that yet when you went to Netflix and they had to put a bunch of stuff up on your screen about don't be sharing this with anybody outside your house?
Yeah.
You've gotten that one already?
Yeah.
We did last night.
Yeah. And then HBO Max turning into Max for some reason. I feel like I'm getting officially old and cranky because I don't like the name Max.
Not a big fan of the logo either.
Me neither.
Yeah. It's kind of plain.
I don't know why it's bugging me. Like, I love HBO. HBO sounds cool. Mm-hmm. I remember when people had HBO, I just knew that they were rich. And I was very, like, HBO
rich.
Happy. Yo,
yeah.
Back in the day.
$2.
Back in the day.
I literally got home box office in, I believe, 1977.
Yeah, and I bet you it was spendy back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's $15 a month now, but I think even back then it may have been more than that. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So going to Max just reminds me of, like, Cinemax and cheap, and so now I know I'm old because I care about the name, the streaming service.
But you know why they did that?
Hmm.
Because of box office. They don't want to be tied in with a box office.
Who cares?
I know. That's why they did it.
HBO.
Home box office.
HBO's. Nobody knows the initials of it anyways. No. Only you do.
Only I know what HBO means. Really?
I didn't. Did you guys know what HBO?
I did because I'm old. So. Yeah.
I did, but I don't think the next generation coming up would. And also, we don't care.
We just know
it's HBO.
It's
HBO.
Holy balls.
Oliver.
Holy balls, Oliver. That's what it stands for right there.
I'm fine with that. HBO, but then Max? Yeah, what trash service do I have?
Why did it become HBO Max?
Well, it became HBO Max, and then finally Max. It's just Max.
It's just Max.
I think they just merged and had to figure out what name they're going to take.
Well, they didn't want to do Plus.
They didn't want to do a Plus?
They didn't, you know, everybody's Plus or Plus.
I suppose.
Yeah, the other reason is, like Brittany said, they wanted to get rid of having to, the cost of having, like, the National Geographic app. So if you watch Max now, HBO, it's National Geographic. It's like four apps all combined into one that they don't have overhead on anymore.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with everything now.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of that stuff. I love the Family Channel. It's got about 75 different channels.
It's all reality TV.
Yeah.
Why is that? Like,
oh,
TLC
is it really?
Now is just it? All reality TV, and it's like weird niches, too. It's like almost like Pornhub. It's like, oh, do you like, you want chubby people, or do you want somebody with 18 kids? Like, what are we doing here?
Did you hear that ESPN is in the future, near future, is going to go all streaming?
Yeah, they won't even be on TV anymore.
Or not at all anymore?
Not at all, no.
They want to
go. Who is this?
ESPN.
Who cares? I don't watch ESPN anyway.
Well, that's... I watch it.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're going to do that, then I'll just go to networks that give me free games. I don't have to see games.
Well,
I just really don't.
Yep.
We used to complain a lot about like how much cable cost.
Right.
And you'd be like, well, the reason why it costs so much is because they had to add in shows like HGTV because it was such a small thing, but nobody would a la carte that. You just had to get it lumped in, so that's why they would charge so much. And they go, you know what we should do? They should have a thing where they just have a single show and you can just pay $15 a month for whatever it is. Well, they did that, but now there's 80 different options, and now we're all plugged in to having – now our bill is twice what cable was.
Right.
But at least we have what we want, but now we're complaining about that. It's like everything that we want, we get, and then we find some way to poo-poo all over it.
Yeah. 15 years from now, kids, some 15-year-old will say, why don't you have some type of system that all these things are in the same thing? Well, we did. It was called cable.
It was called cable. That's true. As we move on to Chris Eggert here, we've got to take a break and all the rest of it, but I just literally was sitting here thinking after you guys ruined my day by bringing this up, I wonder if my monthly bill's, what, about $10,000? Jesus, these things are expensive.
Yeah. Yes.
And we got, I think at our house, we got every damn channel that's available. I don't know why.
Well, I heard a guy talk about the fact he was he's a Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke down how much it costs to watch every Yankee game for a month. And it was like they're on their own network, which is the YES Network.
Yeah.
Then they're on Apple TV sometimes. And then they're on
MLB.
MLB, but also the system that we're on now.
Oh, Bally?
No,
Bally?
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, on YouTube. And he said he figured it out, and it came out for all those streaming services like $51 a month.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, just to follow a baseball team.
Yep, that's exactly right. What I do is I take breaks, and then I follow KSTP's Chris Eggert. That's what I do. And we do it next, right here.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
It's time for Power Lodge and Miller Marine, a marriage of throttle therapy between fun on the land and fun on the water. Pick your power and head to the lodge. Power Lodge, of course. Their locations are in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud. You can find the boat or pontoon that's just right for you and your next Remember When family moment. Bennington, Smoker Craft, Starcraft, Power Lodge, and Miller Marine has the brands you can trust to deliver fun, of course. Stop into Miller Marine or any Power Lodge location. Check the huge inventory of new Bennington pontoons with more than 300 new Benningtons to choose from. Huge savings on remaining new 2022 boats and pontoons in stock, of course, at Miller Marine in St. Cloud. And every Power Lodge location. Miller Marine and Power Lodge locations are open through this Saturday, closed on Sunday and Memorial Day, of course. So come in by Saturday to pick your pontoon, hook it up, and drive it home for on-the-water fun before the holiday weekend is over. Head to PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com because it all starts at the Lodge. Power Law.
This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialke from Bialke Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialke Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkeLaw.com. That's BialkeLaw.com.
There's plenty of thoughts that come into your head when you think the name Killebrew. Of course, there's the Minnesota baseball legend, Harmon, who was responsible for many a favorite memory at the old Met Stadium in Bloomington, and many a baseball that ended up in the stands and in the gloves of adoring fans from his home runs. There's Killebrew Drive, the legendary road that connects Highway 77 to the Mall of America, and a day of shopping you'll never forget. My current thoughts for the name Killebrew is fun floats in our kitchen with my kids and grandkids, a cool, refreshing break in between innings at Target or CHS Field. Or maybe a perfect sunset paired with a sweet, frothy beverage after fishing or on your favorite walleye lake. Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Grab a six-pack at a grocery or convenience store near you. I'm Tom Bernard. This spring and summer, enjoy the one Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Gluten and caffeine-free with a generous portion of delicious thrown in. Killebrew, where memories are created and legends are made.
The new Tom Bernard Morning Show is proud to have partners like North American Banking Company, Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and attorney and advertiser Dave Bialke.
I've been advertising on Tom Bernard shows for years. I like Tom, not just because he's a good guy, but because the ads I run on his show bring me new clients that are hurt at work and need legal help. Tommy B works for me.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Morning Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and now, you know, I added a sound effect for you. You want to hear the new sound effect for your intro? You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
And now, Chris Eggert from Channel 5.
What do you think?
Ooh,
that costs a lot of money, man.
Wow, that's top dollar. What'd that thing cost?
That was top dollar right there, baby.
We'll send you bill.
I'm surprised you have any of that left. I thought Brittany's been drinking all of it.
She has. You're absolutely right. I'd back off.
Excuse me. I only drink it when you're not here.
That's right. That's right. You steal
it feels
it when
better
I'm not
when it's
here.
Stolen behind your back. Yeah, there's like a certain taste.
That's
has.
Just great. That's fantastic, isn't it?
It was you pretty pill. Good. It was. I waited for like 3 weeks, and then I had a bad day, and I thought, oh, this is going to taste so good.
You're lucky I put the cap back on my sound effect bottle.
You're lucky I
put
betrayal.
I still call you Brittany Hagen. I got to stop doing that.
I don't care.
I don't either. I mean, everybody goes, so now, is that your sister, Catherine? No, it's my wife. Well, why does she have a different last name? Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
I've never understood. Who gives a rat's ass about that?
Also, your daughter got to hit queen status with only getting married once. She got to have three last names.
She's got three last names, that's
and
right.
And so I always, you know, go, God, must be nice having three last names. She always sounds like she had, like, you know, all these ex-husbands and secretly died under mischievous circumstances. But in reality, she just has three last names.
I told you yesterday it's mischievous, not vious.
I'm not going to live my life.
You heard me. Speak in English?
We cannot live our lives like this.
You have to speak English. That's all there is to it.
No.
She just goes, no, I'm not going to speak English. It's just not going to happen. What the hell was I just talking about?
How much you love Chris Eggert.
That's what it was. Oh, my God. Who's better than Chris Eggert?
Chris Eggert.
That would be good if sound effect just underwater.
Ooh, you do that well. Most people can't do that. Did you know that? There
really?
Are select people that can do that. Most people cannot do that.
I think I learned to do it from the, remember the movie Eartha Kitt was in it. Maybe it was like Boomerang or something. And she, it was.
Baby.
God dang she it. Did what sing was that, it? Really. She's like, you guys know what I'm talking about? It's Boomerang, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, it's Boomerang.
And you know what I'm talking about, JB?
I love Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, so she was like, Marcus, or whatever she did. I started doing that, from that movie.
You know why I love Eartha Kitt so much? She's the first celebrity I ever heard attack a president. She went after Lyndon Baines Johnson for something back in the day and lit him up like there was no tomorrow.
Good for her.
I think it was about the fact that that LBJ decided that if you're going to get welfare, the father in inner city families cannot live with the family, which just raised the price of living much more than you ever offered them before, Lyndon. Did you notice that? Now I have to have two households. How are we supposed to do that?
And you destroyed the base of basically a whole race's.
It's true.
Family.
No, you're 100% right. Because I remember when that did happen in 1966, was that? I think it was 66 when that happened. So all of a sudden, all these black fathers were just gone. Like, what? Where'd your dad go? They made him move out. I'm like, what? I will never forget that, JB.
Well,
I blamed you.
Well, I was in a two-parent household, so you can't blame me.
I know, you're right. You got to sometime when Chris is on, maybe just a brief one today. Mm-hmm. And I only say this out of love for JB and where he's from, but the most famous spot in his hometown is called Dago Hill.
Yes, it is.
The actual name of the hill is Dago Hill.
Well, now they just call it the hill. But
I suppose.
That's where the Italians were in St. Louis.
Well, two most famous people born on that hill, Yogi Berra and one other.
Joe Garagiola.
You got it. They were both born on Dago Hill, absolutely. But the best part of Dago Hill, back when it was Dago Hill, was JB's buddies, was a baseball team, wasn't it?
No, it was a Catholic-run leadership program.
Oh, it was a leadership program.
And we would take field trips, like once a week to different places. And
love this.
We were to, there's a wonderful church on the hill, of course.
Sure.
And Catholic church, and we went to go look at it. And we parked on the hill. And when we came back, the bus was gone. Because somebody got on the bus and released the brake.
Rolled it down the hill.
Oh, whoa, really?
Yeah. And broke out some windows. So, needless to say, we got the message. So, we got out of there.
So, black children didn't go back on top of Dago Hill for a while?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Brittany looks like she's going to start crying.
I just to kids, like a kid.
Isn't that amazing?
School?
To little kids. Yeah.
Very segregated back then. So, and in a lot of ways still is in that city. So.
Well, I think you're probably right about that, unfortunately. But it's one of my favorite stories. They release the brake and roll the bus down the hill. That's such an Italian thing to do, isn't it?
Such an insane thing to do.
What the hell? It's better than shooting you.
That's true.
See, there's always an upside to every story, no question. Now, we had that stuff. I think I've mentioned that before. There were certain people, when you walked in front of their house on the sidewalk, if you were Catholic, you had to go in the street when you walked in front of their house. They didn't want you walking on their sidewalk because you were Catholic.
I never faced that.
Well, you had to deal with the blackness part of it, so you maybe didn't notice the other part. Maybe that's what the problem was. Now, people, hey, look, we've come a long damn way just since JB and I were born, so maybe we should look forward. A little more moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I see more and more people just being people, and Brittany's and my son's and your kids' generations, they just go out with each other. They don't get caught up in the crap. Minutiae.
You mean caught up in working? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't be caught up in any of those things. Yeah. Neither working nor releasing a brake off anyone's vehicle.
None of it. Oh, it's such a Catholic thing to do. I'm just here to tell you. Releasing the brake on a bus. It's like, what the hell? You know, Catholics all think, I suppose when I was a kid I did, not anymore, but Catholics do think it's, I'm Catholic, so I'll just get right into heaven.
Yeah.
they literally thought, you remember that, JB.
Oh, yeah.
I'm banking on the fact that I got dipped into some water early on in life.
That's getting me through. Yeah. That's all you need to know.
That's why I don't shower that much. I just want to make sure that water stays on me.
I noticed that. We're going to change the name of the show to the Tom Bernard and Muskie Show.
Thank you.
It's going to be unbelievable. So, man, what is going on over at the number 5?
It was a fairly quiet night last night, which was good, I don't know what the circumstance is yet, but during the George Floyd riots, which was the anniversary, was 3 years, and the murder and the subsequent everything that happened. We had a pawn shop fire this morning along University Avenue in St. Paul. And if memory serves me correctly, I think this was one of the places that got burnt down and destroyed during the Floyd riots. Right. So think about that. I don't know what happened there yet, but at the very least, like, what a bunch of bad luck for the same pawn shop to have a fire, you know, twice in 3 years. I think we're looking into that today. Like, it just happened. We just got the video in a short time ago. So
what happens if you go over to that pawn shop and you find out your wedding ring is still there?
Yeah, I don't. Good question.
You had to pawn it for a big night on the town a couple of weeks ago. I remember when guys used to do that back in my neighborhood, by the way. They would pawn their wedding ring and stuff, go out and spend the money, and then get paid and come back and get it out of Hawk. I'll never forget that.
It's a crazy thing.
With pawn shops, do you get, like, first? Like, how does that work? So is there a chance somebody could buy it while it's sitting in there?
I suppose.
Or do you have, like, a couple days to not?
Maybe. I've never pawned anything. So yeah, does anybody know? Either.
I have.
You have?
It's pawning versus selling, so you can just go in there and sell stuff. Like, for instance, I sold my in college, I sold the trombone that my parents got me for a high school band. I sold it for $25 for beer.
The dream is dead.
Had I pawned it, I would have put it there, and then they would have loaned me some money off it, but then to get it back, I would have had to go then and take the money back and then pay extra in order to get it back. So that's kind of how that works.
For example, I was in Reno once for a convention, and me and a buddy just decided to walk away because Reno is where all the old people who used to hang out in Vegas go.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And he goes, let's go down and look at these pawn shops. So we went down and looked at the pawn shops, and it's just sad because you see people's Christmases like just being displayed on the wall, you know, like brand new video game systems in the box on the wall, and it's like, oh no, did you really do that to your child? You know, pawn the system to think you were going to strike it rich and then come back and get the system.
Now, I wouldn't even know where to find a pawn shop anymore. Do they even exist anymore?
Well, Pawn America on University, right?
Oh, is there one on University?
Yeah. Well, they rebuilt the one that got burned during the riots, and I believe that was on Cedar Avenue. It was south of 94 off Cedar Avenue.
Really?
So, yeah, there was that one. And then, yeah, they're still around. I don't know, but like with the advent of Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and eBay, I can't imagine a lot of people doing a lot of pawning these days.
Yeah, probably not. That's probably true.
Yeah.
What's the name of that bar that was over there where you're talking about?
Are you
Cedar?
You're talking about, let's see, it was kind of a biker place. Right next to the Caboose, which is,
it was.
Man, I'm spacing on the name. I'm sure there's people screaming at their car radios right now just going, there's a name of it.
Greatest thing about that place is when you walked in, you knew immediately, don't be starting any shit in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we used to go watch bands there, and I'd show up, and I'm like, all right, there's 61 motorcycles outside this place. Everybody mind their P's and Q's.
Exactly. You got to behave, man. What the hell was it called? The Shadow Box or the something box?
Two bars right next to it. I can't remember. Let me look.
You're absolutely right. Used to have a ball gun over there because we always behaved and never started trouble.
Of course.
That works. No question about it.
There was one thing I wanted to bring up. I forgot about it a second ago in the news this morning. There was something happened at Washburn High School last night in Minneapolis.
A kid
got stabbed.
Yep.
Which in itself is concerning because it was at school. I don't know what was going on at 8 o'clock at night, but it was on school property. A couple of kids got away, and in the getting away part, Minneapolis police were like running down the street at a couple of these dudes, and some shots were fired. It later turned out that a couple of the suspects in the whole thing had like a gun and a magazine that had been manipulated to have like 50 different, be able to hold like 50 different bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But the police chief came out and talked about it. And this was what was the most interesting thing to me. He came out and was applauding the officers for showing restraint. And he said the officer did not fire back, even though he thinks the officer was probably fired upon.
Mm-hmm.
The officer took cover, and then they went back and went after the people. And that's a noteworthy thing to point out because he he pointed out the restraint. And you've talked about so many different acts of violence and things going down between the police and police shootings and whatnot. I just thought that was pretty interesting because he made sure to let everybody know, like,
right,
that officer did not fire back, which I don't know. Is that a positive development, or it's for sure a signature of what kind of policy he must be trying to work into the system here in Minneapolis? So,
but how much longer do we have to put up with these people getting murdered every damn night in our streets?
Yeah, I'm totally okay with a police officer killing a guy who shoots at police officers.
Yeah,
feel free, because get that guy off the streets, because
couldn't,
if he's not firing
more
at a cop, he's going to fire at a citizen. So feel free. Absolutely.
And I think the reason why they didn't fire back was probably out of public safety.
Yeah,
sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
So
probably true.
Yeah,
Chris, have you ever shot anyone?
No.
I didn't think so, but I thought I'd ask.
I've come close.
Well, see, there you go.
You did live in Florida.
Not really from my living the street life, but more of living the rural life. So we would go pheasant hunting right out my back door.
Ooh,
growing up.
That'd be fun.
And we'd all, after school, we'd all get our shotguns and we'd go walk this field right behind my house and go pheasant hunting. Long story long, there was a cat that was in the neighborhood, this giant tomcat was like the size of a mountain lion, like this huge
Jesus
thing. And my stepdad didn't want it around the house. So my buddies and I trapped the cat using some sardine mustard, some sardines that were soaked in mustard. We caught the cat. We took it out back when we were going to go pheasant hunting, and we were like going to firing line the cat. I know it's terrible. It's terrible.
Way
I'm
to
sorry
go.
To
typical.
We had the cat like ready to go to take off in front of us. And again, I know it's horrible. Like, this was a long time ago, Rudy. Don't judge me. I'm telling you this point. The cat took off and all us stupid rubes had our guns up like we were going to shoot the cat, doubled back right behind us.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was a miracle that somebody didn't come back and shoot one of the other morons,
oh my
present
God
included, that were standing there thinking we were going to, yeah, that's my shooting story.
Did the cat make it?
Yeah, cat's fine.
He's worried about the cat and not your safety.
Yeah. I really, 1,000%,
unbelievable,
feel that that statement you just said is true.
How do you think, yeah, he lost his leg? Way to go.
Yeah, well.
I would have,
the
you,
cat
well, first
chewed
of all,
on
had
it.
I killed a cat like that, there's no way I would have talked about, I mean, that would have been like top
secret. I would, yes, hope so.
Well, I don't need PETA showing up over here.
No.
I got enough going on as it is. Yeah, Tom, have you shot anybody?
No, but I had a guy put a gun to my head and pull the trigger once when I was 16 years old, and he thought it was very funny, actually. He thought that
I had
was
a gun pulled, too, on,
yeah,
me.
That's weird.
It's not cool.
Man. No, not at all. It makes you a little nervous. There's no doubt about that. I mean, some guy putting a pistol to your head and pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, thank God it was a revolver, so he could see there were no bullets in it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, what are you doing? Wow, how is that funny? I don't get it. Because, well, I thought there were bullets in it.
I was in Seattle, and it was like, went to go pick up a rental car or something. The place looked kind of sketch, but anyway, the door was wide open. I waited at the counter for like 10 minutes. Nobody came to help me. Walked into the back room to get the guy's attention. I caught him in the middle of something. I don't know what it was, but the dude freaked out, started screaming at me, and freaking grabbed his gun. And like,
whoa.
I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
God.
Like, and I'm wondering if he was like, just had done a line of coke or something. Like, he seemed,
yeah,
like.
Sure. Yeah.
And which, I mean, I guess I feel lucky I didn't get shot out of that situation, because the dude like just freaked. And you got anybody else have this fun experience?
No.
No, a friend of mine, though, was mugged in Uptown at gunpoint. And,
oh, yeah.
And he said that up until that point in his life, he had a plan. Like, the guy will pull the gun, I'll grab the gun, I'll turn and cock my hip, I'll pull him around, I'll drag his arm down, I'll take the gun away, and I'll pull the gun on him. And the second that gun got in Eric's face, that plan went out the window.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
Eric's,
yeah,
like, just take my money here, just take,
oh,
it all,
yeah,
don't shoot, please. Yep.
You know what's so weird about that area you were just talking about? What it used to be with, like, the Suburban World Theater, Lake Street and Hennepin.
Mm, okay.
There was a Suburban World. There were like three theaters down,
mm-hmm,
there back in the day. And many, many, many years ago, I'm talking about forever ago, I was talking to my grandfather, surprisingly, because he never talked to me. But he said, Tom, do you ever go down there at Lake Street in Hennepin? And I said, yeah, we go down there once in a while, hang out. There's some stores and all that stuff. He goes, you know, that's a place near and dear to my heart. And I said, why is that, Grandpa? And he said, I used to hunt deer there.
That's so wild. Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You did what?
Yeah, there's like there used to be a 3-mile gap between Minneapolis and Richfield.
Yeah.
Where you had to basically take a donkey trail to get to Richfield.
That's yeah. true, yeah.
That's
it was so
crazy.
We'd go deer hunting at Lake Street in Hennepin. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, neat, Grandpa. That's crazy.
Well, I suppose that would have been now at least 100 years. No, it got to be more than 100 years ago.
Sure.
That was probably right turn of the 18th to 19th or the 19th to 20th century, probably.
Our listeners are dying. I've gotten a lot of emails about Whiskey Junction.
Yeah, and the joint.
And those, the joint.
Oh, there you go. Whiskey Junction and
oh,
the joint.
Yeah.
The two
yep.
bars, yep.
There
Man,
you
I
go.
Used to go, there used to be, Finnegan's used to throw a big party where they closed off that whole
Love
area,
Finnegan's.
And you could go from concert to concert, and it was super fun.
The old days when things were fun, huh?
Mm-hmm. Back when things were fun. I'm sure it was like
back in the good old days.
15 years ago. I don't know. It's not like I was.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go deer hunting at Hennepin and Lake today?
Oh, God.
Just wander around with a bunch of rifles.
You could probably do turkey hunting.
Oh, you probably could.
That's yeah. The city of Richfield had a deer hunting season in Veterans Park like 15 years ago. They was overrun by deer, and they just let people with bows just go sit in trees. And take deer in the middle of the city.
Oh, my husband would love that. Mm-hmm. He loves shooting bow. He does not like having to drive out anywhere. So
we get deer. We live in our backyard. There's a creek back there.
Yeah.
So we get deer wandering through our backyard. It's like right in the middle of the city, really?
Yeah.
And I love that stuff. And everybody
yeah,
in my
great.
Neighborhood wants to kill every animal, it feels like. And it always bums me out. Like everybody in my neighborhood wants to kill bunnies. Like they talk.
Oh, they hate the bunnies.
And I just I love seeing them, and I like them, and I don't
12
whatever.
12 at a time?
What's that?
12 at a time?
Why not? I don't know. They all want to kill bunnies. All they're like, well, they're eating my flowers. I go, well, I feel like the bunnies are cuter than your flowers.
Oh.
Tom, those deer that you're talking about
mm-hmm.
used to wander in my backyard until they redid the Bryn Avenue Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Bryn Avenue, yep.
And now they can't get underneath it, so they're stuck on your side, basically.
I thought they could go through. There's a tunnel there, you know.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a
they
tunnel
don't
now.
They don't come over as much as it, because it used to be like 3 times a day they would come over and feed in my backyard and then go back over.
Yeah, there's a wooden bridge there now. It goes under the highway.
Have you ever seen a dog chase a deer?
Oh, God.
It's so funny, especially
hilarious.
Up north. My dogs, they'll be like, all right, game on. They start running towards the deer. Within 3 seconds, they're running as fast as they can back, and the deer's coming right after them. I'm like, what did you think was going to happen, robot?
That. Help
like,
me.
Mom! Mom! It's so funny.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I thought I was a tough guy, but I wasn't a tough guy.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
You're a city dog. Shut up. Come
All right,
over.
Mr. Eggert, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to get ready for our graduation open house next week, Friday.
Oh,
there you go.
Congratulations. How
Got
exciting.
Got myself 100 bags of mulch. Yes, 100 bags of like 50 to 60 pound bags of mulch yesterday. Why do we mulch? It's the stupidest
it's
thing in the
so
world.
It's so stupid. Also, I saw this hack that you bring bins into when you go buy mulch, and they'll just fill up the bins, and so it's way easier to deal with. But I should have told you that last week.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
Yeah,
it's a big weekend of getting the house ready for 2 hours of people being over.
What kind of food you guys got?
The kid wants Chipotle.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess I'll see you next Friday.
There you go. There you have it.
Come on over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pally. We'll have a great weekend. We'll talk to you
Bye,
on
guys.
Tuesday.
Have a good weekend.
See you, bud.
See you Tuesday, Bye. Pal. Thanks. Bye. He didn't even respond, so he'll be here on Monday.
Monday?
Where are those guys?
I was thinking about that earlier. How many emails am I going to get on Monday morning going, hey, we didn't send the StreamYard link yet. It's like, can you guys take a day off, please?
Rudy, will you just do us a favor and just like have a StreamYard going? And you can still live your life, but just have it going on your phone mm-hmm. just to kind of hang out with our people. Because I feel like they're going to be lonely if you don't just kind of check in with them on Memorial Day.
Poor Kristen and her cat just hanging in a closet all morning.
I know, right? Yeah.
It's true. We do have to take a break. Be right back in a couple minutes more of the show right after this.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. Listen live on the Tom Bernard Show app or at TomBernardShow.com.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores? And why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. If you've been hurt in a car collision, it's traumatic enough. You don't need to waste time and energy on the legal stuff. Think of us as a partner who will guide you through the process. First off, you need to recover, but part of that is getting the compensation you deserve. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we'll work hard so you can get the rest you need during the trying months after a personal injury. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we understand how important it is to make our clients comfortable, so we build each client relationship on the pillars of honesty and transparency. Don't miss out on what's rightfully yours. We'll go to bat for you. For your free case consultation, please visit MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. I'm Mike Bryan, and I hope you're never injured in a collision. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to Bradshaw & Bryant.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
With Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured, Bradshaw & Bryant.
There's plenty of thoughts that come into your head when you think the name Killebrew. Of course, there's the Minnesota baseball legend, Harmon, who was responsible for many a favorite memory at the old Met Stadium in Bloomington, and many a baseball that ended up in the stands and in the gloves of adoring fans from his home runs. There's Killebrew Drive, the legendary road that connects Highway 77 to the Mall of America, and a day of shopping you'll never forget. My current thoughts for the name Killebrew is fun floats in our kitchen with my kids and grandkids, a cool, refreshing break in between innings at Target or CHS Field. Or maybe a perfect sunset paired with a sweet, frothy beverage after fishing or on your favorite walleye lake. Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Grab a six-pack at a grocery or convenience store near you. I'm Tom Bernard. This spring and summer, enjoy the one Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Gluten and caffeine free with a generous portion of delicious thrown in. Killebrew, where memories are created and legends are made.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Still like to remind you that our wonderful Democratic and Republican folks are meeting, and just out of the blue, a shock, we're coming together. We might get a deal done. These people are such frauds. Yeah. Let's keep everybody on edge, keep all the voters pissed off about everything, and then, you know, at the last minute, with a spark of life. I mean, what a joke.
Like you didn't know this wasn't going to happen.
Exactly right. Not going to let let's let the country fail. What a great idea. These people are spending. Did you see the expenditure from, I guess it was like 40 years ago to today, or 25 years ago to today?
Uh-uh.
25 years ago, the entire budget was $7.5 billion.
Yeah.
In 3 years, it's going to be $90
billion. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like, what? What are you spending all of our money on now? What is this we're doing?
And can you just, like, throw some dirt in a pothole, please, with some of that money?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Just sprinkle a little something in there.
Absolutely. Two new restaurants are opening soon on Lake Minnetonka, so that could be a good thing.
All right, let's hear it.
I do love going out to Minnetonka. I lived in that area for when Kath and I first lived together. We lived not on the lake, but a couple of blocks away from it. It was wonderful.
It's so magical, and we are officially sponsoring the Minnetonka Triathlon. So if you're looking for a thing to do in 2 weeks, yes, you can volunteer, and I'll be there in the morning too, and It'll be super fun.
You'll be volunteering up a storm?
Yep, I get to write on people's their numbers on them, and it's really fun.
There you have it. Two new restaurants opening soon on Lake Minnetonka. Daniel Del Prado is behind a forthcoming American bistro in Excelsior, and a tiki bar opens Friday in Tonka Bay. So get ready for that summer season, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Daniel Del Prado. I've never met him. I don't even think I've ever talked to him, but he's in business with a couple of friends of mine. So,
did you ever put your boat on Minnetonka? Because I know you lived on a little lake.
Yeah, we didn't have a boat then. And we did not.
No, but I mean when...
Oh, you mean when I was living in Golden Valley?
Yeah. Did you ever take it out and go put it on Lake Minnetonka?
No, we just kept it on our lake.
I'm surprised, though, because that's pretty fun to do.
Oh, it is a really good time. It's a great time, as a matter of fact. No question about it, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, it's always good to see businesses starting up rather than folding up, don't you think?
Yeah. What's the percentage? You're in the restaurant biz. What's the big worry? Like, what percentage of restaurants struggle or don't make it?
Gee, I don't know, but it's got to be pretty high.
Right? That would be a scary thing to do. And it's all consuming, too, because the minute you walk away, yeah, things just kind of fall apart. But
yeah, I don't know. A lot of people, I would never, ever, like I said, yeah, I'm involved, but I have nothing to do with running any of them. You don't want me running anything like that. That's not a good idea.
What about grilled cheese added to the menu?
Yes, let's get grilled cheese on there that are burnt on the edges.
That's the way I make them.
That's the way I make them. So from now on, Target CEO slams gut-wrenching threats that led to pulling some Pride products. Well, this is turning into a huge story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny now how stories progress.
Yeah, it is.
Because we don't even know how real they were. There was no footage. I don't imagine people actually caring. Only a story because it's a story, and now it's more of a story because there was a story.
Now they're saying that the Minneapolis-based retailer, Target, we're talking about, won't specify which items it removed, but it appears most were apparel and accessories from a single designer. Did the people not like the slogans on the shirts or something? Does anybody know what the hell this is even about?
I got an email from a listener who said that, well, that designer was a devil worshiper. And I just had to laugh where I go, now we're getting to the point that we have to know who designs our shirts and their beliefs.
Well, I know.
Like, I don't care. I know. Oh, my God. I don't care.
Devil worshiper. Is devil worship the same thing as me liking you?
Pretty much.
Same story.
You know, you barely ever worship me.
That's true. I don't worship you enough.
Agreed.
It's a fact. No question. Target top executive hammered the aggressive behavior that some customers directed toward employees because of the retailer's collection of LGBTQ-themed merchandise. The company removed some of the items from its collection for June's Pride Month, which honors lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, saying a rash of threats made workers feel unsafe. That move followed many difficult days of deliberation and decision-making. Chief Executive Officer Brian Cornell, I love your university. Thank you very much. Great to be here. Said in an internal memo, Brian, call in. What's the number here again?
952-600-2575.
There you go.
I can see some of the numbers, but some are covered up by the light. Brian, call in. Whatever you've seen in recent days, what you've seen in recent days went well beyond discomfort and has been gut-wrenching to see what you're confronted with in our aisles, Cornell told store employees in the memo, which was sent on Wednesday, viewed by Bloomberg. Now, I have a question for you. I'm jumping all over this thing, but it's like, I was trying to think of what you could put on a T-shirt that would offend me walking by in a Target store.
I literally was thinking about that the other day. I was racking my brain of what would anger me. I just think the only way I would rebel is I would not buy it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't buy it.
Well, if it said, women are the worst, I hate women, something like that.
Ixnay, I better zip this up. You can see inside my shirt.
It was good audio of this. I just would go, interesting.
Who cares?
And I don't think, and maybe I'm naive, I don't think people care. And it's the way that you solve it is you just don't buy it. And then people were claiming, well, they're putting gay pride things on little kids' T-shirts or toddler T-shirts. Who cares? Yeah. My Gogo has a onesie my stepbrother bought that says, I love my gay uncle, and I don't. Why it was so funny.
Why would you care about
that? I wouldn't care. Yeah.
Good.
It's. I don't think it.
Does
made...
she have a gay uncle?
Yes. Yeah,
well, then who cares?
She does. So, I mean,
I don't understand that at all either. I don't get it.
Live, laugh, lesbo. Isn't that what we decided?
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta live, laugh, lesbo.
Which I've been talking about for 30 years, and I still get blasted by every asshole news anchor in this town. Oh, you know, he's this and he's that. You have no idea who I am, you dumb bastard.
I can't wrap my head around if I hope that this is, like, there were really people that were this angry, or if there's not. Yeah. Because remember that cake that guy claimed somebody wrote something anti-gay, and it was actually him? A part of me feels like this isn't real, because what person would go into Target and go, and why are you yelling at the workers? You know that they make no decisions.
Yeah.
As somebody who's been yelled at in a position where they're far too low to make decisions, you just go, oh, really? Like, I'm here at, 9 at night on a Friday. Do you really think I'm the one making any calls?
What was the name of that show again that had the gay man living with a very pretty woman? It was.
Are you talking about Will and Grace?
Will and Grace. That's exactly right. Remember the MAGA issue, the episode of that show?
No, I didn't even know it was on during MAGA.
Somebody ordered a MAGA cake. Just said MAGA on it, right?
Yeah.
But apparently the chef didn't like that idea, so he added a couple of letters so it said, I'm a gay.
Okay, that's funny.
No, that's funny.
That's
right? funny. I mean, laugh. You have a joke, for Christ's sake. Who cares?
And delicious. If you had wanted to change it, you just eat some of the frosting.
Yeah, eat some of the frosting and you're good to go.
I don't know what kind of party you're having or how lame your life is if you're putting MAGA on a cake. Like,
well, there is that.
Like, I wouldn't put any political, like, we're having a party and I'm putting, somebody's political viewpoint. Like, what lame party are you
throwing? Here's what I don't understand about that. It's not even a political viewpoint. It's make America great again. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a political viewpoint.
Yeah, he uses it, but it's not really a political statement.
It's a political statement.
No, it's not.
If you saw a MAGA flag, you know that that's a Trump
flag. Well, the MAGA flag, I suppose. But I don't care about that either. I don't care about that any more than the children's T-shirts. You do what you do.
Oh, no, I don't care, people. If you want to put a MAGA flag out of it, I'm just saying that you cannot pretend that MAGA is not Trump's.
You know the one I did like a lot? The last election is people changed some of the letters or not. Yeah, they kind of closed in some of the letters or whatever. Yeah. And instead of saying Biden, it said, bye, Don. Get it? Donald Trump, bye, Don.
I used to love, when Obama's was change, right? And he had that poster change.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was funny when people say, I want my change back
when they were pro-Trump.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
I agree. I think all this stuff is funny. And you can see it all coming, by the way.
Yes.
It's the same old pro-wrestling bullshit that it's always been.
I love to say I want my change back. And you know I'm not running around pro-Trump, but that's just funny.
Why do you care? Pro Trump, pro Biden, who gives a rat's
ass? I'm just saying, like, a funny slogan to me is a funny slogan.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. It's like, but it's like, who cares what I think?
So wait, are you guys saying I have to return my abortion is murder cake? Is that
what you guys are saying?
Damn it.
Abortion is murder.
Right. Well, look, like I haven't taken a bite out of
it yet. Yeah, right? We can just change the letters around. I'll figure it out.
You should just change it around so it says murder is abortion. How about
it
that?
It kind of is, if you think about it.
See,
you know?
Murder is abortion. You're aborting a human being.
Here's the twist. He might have an abortion as murder, but people don't know this about Rudy. He's pro-murder, so he's fine
with
that.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
1,000%.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime, on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.